Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. That's going to take some getting used to. 2023. Well, we have another very powerful, informative broadcast lined up for you today. Huge developments on so many fronts. Joe Biden's been caught with classified documents at his think tank, but he's not allowed to declassify documents like a president is. So Trump did nothing with classified documents. Obama did nothing with classified documents. Not defending Obama, this is true. But Biden committed serious felonies, but that's okay because it's 10% for the big guy. Then we have huge, huge developments on the poison shot front. We have massive coverage of the net zero will lead to the end of modern civilization, says top scientists. We've got the big moves now happening in Congress. McCarthy's been keeping some of his promises. We'll be tracking all that. We have Drew Hernandez joining us with big breaking news in the second hour. Open phones today and so much more. But first, I want to bring you the very sad news. President Trump revealed last night that Lynette Hardaway, the diamond of Diamond and Silk, has died. I had a chance to be on their show shortly before she became ill and stopped doing her show late last year. Here's a few minutes of that.
And first thing, I want to apologize to you, Mr. Alex Jones, because at the beginning of everything, one thing we didn't understand was the media, right, okay?
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
The media put a lot of different nuggets and propaganda and labels out there, and they tell us what those labels mean, and we tend to believe them because that's all we see or that's all we saw. Mm-hmm. But now as we go through this ourselves as Diamond and Silk, or was going through this ourselves as Diamond and Silk, and how they begin to call us what they were calling you, and how they begin to censor us, and it's like whatever you say does not mean anything, you don't get a right to say it, we're like, wait a minute, something is wrong here, this is fake news.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
So I want to first apologize for not even believing you at the beginning, but I want to recognize that Alex Jones was right.
Yep.
Alex Jones was right. I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
A governmental corporate big tech coup is in control of the United States and works directly with the European Union, and is absolutely, completely criminal and illegal at every level, and will be the enforcement for the social credit score that is the Mark of the Beast system.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
I came across this quote here, and it says, when you tear out a man's tongue, you are not proving him a liar. You are only telling the world that you fear what he might say.
I don't have to sit here and tell you it's coming anymore and show you documents like I used to. You're just going to live it now.
And what we got to do as a country, as a people, is stop playing the games to the left or to this corporate media that they want us to play, be distracted and deflected from. And we have to go within and do our own research.
That's right.
Educate ourselves. Instead of looking at the rug and how pretty the rug may be, we need to lift up the rug, remove the rug, and see all the dirt underneath the rug,
right,
so we can understand what's going on.
Right.
So,
and what they do is they label.
Yeah.
And they say conspiracy theory, and you get scared because, oh, I don't want to be tied to that.
Right.
Only to be called that when you can call out some stuff too. Wait a minute. This is what could be happening, or were you asking questions? So we all know that Alex Jones was right.
Yeah.
Nobody will take the credit for that. I didn't hear Ronald Reagan. I heard you say a lot of things that we were perplexed by, but now we are like, oh my God, Alex Jones was right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Beer Living. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back for this special Live Tuesday broadcast. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself, because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, take another tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas, but this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is federal law, because the executive is its own branch of government, and the president is the head of the executive branch, that a president can declassify anything they want at any time, including even to enemies. That's how JFK declassified stuff to the Russians, to let them know that we could blow them to kingdom come and had a far superior nuclear force. So they backed down during the Bay of Pigs. President Trump argued in the last few years and said, those are my documents, and I've chosen to have them, and they're locked up, and the Secret Service is there. And there were things he was proud of, like the North Korea peace deal and the rest of it. They raided him. They criminally did that. Now we know Biden, who does not have declassification power, when he was vice president under Obama, had a giant hoard of documents, and now the media is spinning it like it's okay. That, ladies and gentlemen, was and is illegal, like everything else this criminal does. It's now time to start the impeachment hearings, and I've heard nothing out of McCarthy so far. Yeah, he's kicking deep state Democrats off committee chairmanships. Yes, he's moving forward to get rid of the 86,000 new IRS agents. Yes, he's talking about looking at the Ukraine funding. I mean, he's doing a few things, but I want to hear about impeachment. There were big crowds of protesters down there when Biden was at the border for 2 hours on Sunday with their impeach Biden. That's what the people want. That's what the law states. He's committed all these crimes. Do it, or the Republican leadership is aiding and abetting Biden. Biden documents how the discovery of classified material differs from Trump. And that's the Hill trying to spin it. The White House on Monday disclosed that lawyers for President Biden discovered what they called a small number of classified documents in November in an office Biden had used between his time serving as vice president and president at a think tank. The documents were turned over the next day to the National Archives. So, he turned them over, so it's okay. And the White House said it's cooperating with the Department of Justice and it conducts a review of the documents. It's cut and dry. Vice presidents do not have declassification power. This is a fraud. McCarthy, Biden document discovery is proof Dems overplayed their hand. Classified docs from Biden's time as VP discovered in UPenn office. U.S. attorney reviewing documents marked classified from Joe Biden's vice presidency found in Biden think tank. And it goes on and on from there. But again, look it up for yourself. Vice presidents do not have declassification power. Only once you're sworn as the president do you have that. But here's a few clips from the past and present where Biden said it was irresponsible for Trump to keep classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Here it is.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods. By that I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
And you don't know what was in those documents?
I have not asked for the specifics of those documents because I don't want to get myself in the middle of whether or not the Justice Department should move or not move on certain actions they can take. I've agreed I would not tell them what to do and not, in fact, engage in telling them how to prosecute or not.
When we come back, a surprising answer to the question of whether President Biden will...
Three sources tell CBS News the classified documents were discovered in this building about a mile from the White House at the offices of the Penn Biden Center, a foreign policy research institute set up after President Biden left the vice presidency. According to a source familiar with the matter, the classified documents are small in number and were found in November in a box among unclassified material. Sources would not characterize how sensitive the documents are. Responding to requests from CBS News, the White House counsel said that on November 2nd of last year, before the midterm elections, lawyers for President Biden were cleaning out office space at the center. When they discovered the documents marked classified in a locked closet, they stopped the work and contacted the White House. White House lawyers then reached out to the National Archives, which is responsible for the records. The archives in turn contacted the Department of Justice. Attorney General Merrick Garland then tasked the U.S. attorney in Chicago, John Lausch, a Trump appointee, with determining what is in the documents and how they arrived at the Penn Biden Center. The FBI is also involved in the preliminary inquiry, which a source says is nearing its conclusion.
Agradecemos a los medios.
It's Biden in Mexico. They drag the reporters out. They say, what are you going to do about the classified documents? The media fetishizes the intelligence agencies. They're just sprawling criminal interfaces to the globalists that rob and surveil and censor the American people and others. And they fetishize, ooh, secret documents. Oh, you'll get in trouble. Oh, the National Archives can have this. It's a bureaucratic power grab. But regardless, when we pull back, at Twitter, from the files that have come out, and at Facebook and the other big tech companies, they put CIA, FBI, and other intelligence agency groups inside of those organizations spying and surveilling the American people. It's all come out, and it's completely illegal. They gave, it turns out, highest level top secret security clearances to executives at Twitter, and now we're learning all the other groups as well, to have access to all these treasure troves of government data on you and I and all the rest of us. So this is just an orgy of criminal activity, completely out of control. The government is a consortium of corrupt corporations, out-of-control bureaucrats, everybody pretending to be James Bond, and really what they are is a bunch of criminals that are stalking us and defrauding us and just raping the hell out of us. They are a new permanent ruling class that pass the public around like $2 whores. And it's got to stop. This country has political, cultural, spiritual cancer, and it knows we're waking up to the corruption, so it's trying to normalize pedophilia and everything else in a hope that as it comes out, we just accept it because they have seared our conscience. That is not happening. Now, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we've got so much today. We're going to drill into the control grid, the cashless society, the cutting off the carbon, the biggest developments yet. Biden is set to announce a ban on all gas-powered stoves. Next, it'll be gas-powered generators, gas-powered vehicles. Natural gas is the cleanest thing out there. All it puts off is a tiny bit of carbon dioxide, but they've listed that as a poison. And so they want to ban that. They want to ban our industry, ban our infrastructure. First it's the oil. Now it's the gas. They mean business, but people are fighting back. That's just one article in these three stacks on that front. Yuval Harari has come out and said, you will give up your body. We're going to force you into a matrix pod. He actually announced that. Told you. They declassified in the year 2000 Federation of American Scientists, a 1977 DARPA Pentagon plan to end war. They said babies will be born in artificial wombs and then will be put in pods that are fed by robots. And then the heat of the humans will then power the robots, and you'll be in a virtual reality, and there'll be no crime or no war because the supercomputer will control it. You think, well, that's insane. Really? This is their real plan, people. But he says you will be forced into the metaverse, and you will be forced into a pod. That is their plan. That's where it ends, where they can totally control reality and then try to manipulate to the third dimension, to the higher dimensions in your mind, and try to trick you into choosing Satan. So when you see, like, Hollywood and all the virtual reality, and you see Times Square with being bombarded with all the fake info, they want total pods from birth to try to manipulate your entire reality in this hellscape to control the future. That's their plan, not mine. And you see them trying to build it now. First wrote about that in my book, Descent into Tyranny, in 2002.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My friends, guess what leaked last night? We'll be covering it coming up the last segment of this hour. Boy, it's important information. It's really the Bilderberg Group operating as the Davos Group, and they don't want you to know what corporations, political leaders, and others, military leaders are there, but we've gotten the Davos Group annual meeting internal leak of who's really there. And they are going to be and are very upset about this information coming out. So we're going to be covering all of this coming up in the last segment of this hour. Exclusive, the dossier acquires confidential Davos attendee lists. The dossier being that publication. We're going to be looking at it in great detail. Zelensky to speak at World Economic Forum alongside NATO chief, CNN anchor. And we have the confidential list right here. That's coming up at the end of this hour today. Lynette Hardaway, the diamond of Diamond and Silk, has died. Turns out it was one of her last shows before she fell ill and was unable to broadcast the last few months, and she's now dead. She'll be sorely missed. She is survived by Silk. I'm going to get her on the show, and our condolences go out to the family. You know, our own Chris Andrews 2 weeks ago died here of a heart attack at 39 with no health problems. Just fell down and died on Christmas Day. And you look at the actuaries, the insurance company numbers all over the Western world, and we have record death since the introduction of the shots. But I don't know if Diamond took the shot. I know Chris Andrews didn't. But the COVID alone does attack the heart. Those that take the shots have a 3 to 10-fold bad reaction compared to even what the spike protein in the virus itself causes, but the so-called vaccines make your body produce the spike protein, and we know it's killing people en masse. I have a whole stack of stories on that front, including a 9-year-old girl playing flag football with no health problems, dropping dead on the field. We've also learned more about the hero customer who shot armed robber at Houston Taco Joint, ordered to face grand jury by Soros-funded DA, and it gets worse. The man he shot had multiple armed robbery convictions and had been let out of prison when he was part of a 3-man team that robbed a cell phone store and shot the cell phone employee manager to death just a few years ago. So when you're part of a 3-man team robbing and shooting someone for money at the cell phone shop, you get let out to go terrorize people again, and the Soros DA wants the hero put in prison. This is the same hijacked government that hired 86,000 IRS agents, in their own words, to target people making $40,000 a year and below, even though they only pay a fraction of taxes, to harass and drive working class people into bankruptcy. Villains, 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 villains. And think of the power with thousands of jurisdictions. Almost every major city has DAs and district attorneys and county attorneys put in office with George Soros money. So this can all be carried out, and they got the judges in their pockets in many cases, too. Not all of them, But in the key jurisdictions, the judge that railroaded me right here in Austin found me guilty and then rigged that whole fake trial. Guilty until proven guiltier. On the Soros financial payroll. On record. It's funny to them. That's how you rule a country. That's how you dominate. That's how you carry this evil out. But when we come back, I want to hit the really big news, and that's the carbon taxes. Now, they're already being implemented here in America, and what it's going to do if we don't stop them, that's coming up. Net zero will lead to the end of modern civilization, says top scientist. In a major study, we're going to look at that and then tie it into Biden administration ways nationwide ban on gas stoves as just a beginning. It all ties together with Yuval Noah Harari and his new chilling statements. It'll take two segments to really cover this properly, but I also, as I said, need to get into the Davos documents leaking that are, simply put, bone chilling. But let me talk about this. Today is the last day to get DNA Force Plus and vitamin mineral fusion that are so essential for your telomeres, so essential for your DNA, your mitochondria, the guts of your cells. With the PQQ and the CoQ10, that's DNA Force Plus, with all these other key compounds that are proven to actually help your telomeres last longer. They don't make your DNA strands grow. They slow massively their decline. DNA Force Plus is the Rolls Royce of quality product for your immune system and beyond, and health and young, and longevity. It is 50% off. Today is the last day to get 50% off on that, because it'll sell out the next week at current sales prices. It goes back to regular price tomorrow. And, of course, vitamin mineral fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and key cofactors and amino acids to supercharge your body's overall health and your immune system as well. It tastes great. One little scoop per pitcher. Stir it up. Leave it in your refrigerator. Have a glass in the morning or in the evening or twice a day. Great for adults, old people, children, you name it. But particularly folks that don't absorb vitamin D3 as much, like black folks and others. Look it up. You don't get as much sunshine. Your body doesn't produce as much vitamin D. You particularly need vitamin mineral fusion. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it came in about 3.5 weeks ago. Been sold out for over 2 years. The Real Red Pill Plus, finally back in stock, but we only had the budget to get a moderate amount of it. So at current sales rates, it's going to sell out in the next 2 weeks. Despite that, this is as close as the Matrix Red Pills you're going to find. We're keeping it at 50% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to try it. And, ladies and gentlemen, we need the funds to be able to stay on air. So take advantage of this. You're going to love it. The preglinone alone is amazing because everybody produces it in your body. But as you get older, you produce less. And the endocrine disruptors and mimickers block it in the body. So when you take high-quality preglinone, it helps your body produce the normal amount of hormones you're supposed to have. So instead of hormone supplementation, a lot of folks take preglinone and helps your body produce it naturally with all the trace elements, vitamins and minerals and other key cofactors and some healthy green tea extract and other things in there like yerba mate. It's got everything you need. Instant results with energy. It takes a few weeks for the preglinone and other things to kick in for all the other great results. So get your Real Red Pill today. Exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off and help keep this broadcast on the air. I want to thank you for all your support. Oh, and I almost forgot, Down and Out, our super strong, amazing, powerful, and very healthy sleep aid is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off.
Taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. We won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document it to clean out your cells, your mitochondria,
take your immune system to the next level and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast, keeps us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we have returned, ladies and gentlemen. All right. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They signed a UN World Government Treaty in 1992, Agenda 2020, Agenda 21. And then now they're going for Agenda 2030, which their minions are telling you, whether it's Greta Thunberg or AOC or Beto O'Rourke or the UN or Klaus Schwab, the world's going to end as you know it in 2030, and you'll own nothing and have nothing and be happy. And they're systematically claiming they're replacing your stoves and your cars and the coal plants and everything else in your farms with sustainable things. And they're saying organic farming's not sustainable. Only chemical farming in warehouses run by Bill Gates is, and he's the biggest farm owner now in the United States. And the number three food producer in the world, the Netherlands, Holland, they've announced that by 2030 they're going to shut down 90% of the production. This year they're shutting down 30%. Cow farts are bad. No, they make up the atmosphere. It gives them the pseudoscience excuse to take control of everything and make you go on to the replacement industries are setting up that by every study and every actuary and every analysis don't work. Well, of course they don't work. Spain was the first to put in windmills and cut off their power plants 10 years ago. They have 50% unemployment below the age of 30. The country is gone. That's how the communists and socialists create artificial famine. So here's the headline from Daily Skeptic. It's up on InfoWars.com. You should read the article. Net zero will lead to the end of modern civilization, says top scientist. A damning indictment of the net zero political project has been made by the world's leading nuclear physicist. In a published paper in Science, Dr. Wallace Mannheimer said it would be the end of modern civilization. Writing about wind and solar power, he argued it would be especially tragic when not only will this new infrastructure fail, but will cost trillions, trash large portions of the environment, and be entirely unnecessary. The stakes, he added, are enormous. But it is necessary to cause the collapse of civilization. Spend some time. Go to InfoWars.com. Read the article and then read his paper. It's very important. In fact, guys, I meant to print the paper. I scanned over it last night. Will you please print me the paper? Thank you. Now, let's move on. Biden administration weighs nationwide ban on gas stoves, saying they're toxic and produce poison gas like carbon dioxide that plants breathe and that is not poison. And they say, and it also puts off some, not carbon dioxide, but carbon monoxide. Yes, microscopic amounts that cause no problems. But they don't care about that, ladies and gentlemen. If a jet engine, when you're on an airplane that turns the engines on and you smell the carbon monoxide, it gives you a little bit of a headache. They've got studies out that that is millions of times the carbon monoxide you're breathing. It's still just a trace amount, but enough to hurt you some, give you a headache, intoxicate you. It's a poison. Millions of times the amount of carbon monoxide when you're in a jet waiting for it to take off that gets into the cockpit than what comes off gas-burning stove, burning natural gas, burning propane. Now, there's things like butane and things that are cheaper that aren't as refined that let off a little bit of bad stuff. But that's so easy for them to then ban space heaters saying they're toxic, as Europe has done, or San Francisco last month banning all fireplaces saying the woods putting off carbon monoxide. And yeah, if you sat in a small room that was sealed with a fire going, it would produce enough carbon monoxide to give you a headache. But it's going up the chimney into the atmosphere, and it's part of the gases that form the planet's atmosphere. They know that when there's big fires and big forests burn down, it energizes the atmosphere. It creates potash. It creates more rain and puts nitrogen into the soil. They are limiting and demonizing and listing natural things that are part of our environment as toxic. A volcano puts out not trillions, but quadrillions more carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, and all the rest of it than all human activity for multiple years. There's different studies on top of volcano. Different ones put out more. But when Mount St. Helens blew up, in that one eruption, they estimate it put out more carbon than humans would put out in the next decade. One volcano. Look it up. One big volcano can lower the Earth's temperature for up to a decade. It puts so much particula into the sky. Are they going to ban volcanoes? They don't have the power to do it. The sun, if you lay out in July, all day long in the sun, you may get heat exposure and die. Does it mean we shouldn't ever get sun? But here comes the Biden administration is weighing. They say it's on the table, a total ban of all gas stoves. Banning their sale, and then banning the gas that you actually get for them. When so many people live in rural areas, can't get electricity. And any chef will tell you, you don't want to cook on an electric stove, they suck. They are horrible. Flame is the way to go. for everything you cook. And where's the electricity coming from? They're cutting off the coal power plants that were supplying 90% of the energy. Now they're saying in California during power outages, don't charge your electric car because there's not enough power. They're deliberately cutting off the power. Fox News, gas stove ban on the table for federal agency. The Product Safety Commission. The test of this was Prop 65 15 years ago in California, where they listed levels of lead, mercury, arsenic, and things that can be in food or products at 100 times what the European Union standards are, massively bigger than the U.S. government standards, where there is more lead in the air than can be in an apple that you eat. But because a powerful spectrometer can pick it up, they have to then list it as toxic while they pump deadly vaccines into us full of all sorts of poisons and won't even tell us on the insert what's in them and say it's classified. But you walk into business in California, it says over the door, this building contains things that violate Prop 65. It's simple. They list everything as illegal, everything is toxic, everything is bad, but then give their own corporations and companies and groups waivers. They don't let you have domestic flight travel. Spain's moving to do it. France just set it to ban all domestic internal travel. By next year, they've already banned most short flights this year. They say take the train or the car, then they're going to cut those off as well. But the elites can fly around on their private jets all day long, and it goes on from there. Here's Tufts University with a globalist. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Biden and the Democrats want you to spend $65,000 plus for a new electric car, home electrical upgrades like solar panels, $15,000, $20,000 for new appliances, oh yeah, and $10,000 for a new furnace. Nor can landlords afford upgrades. Can you afford all the sick people from the shots? Swiss right-wing party to call referendum and bid to block climate change law. Good. Same thing is happening in the Netherlands. And what's it all meant to do? Make it where first-world populations can't afford to have children. Data. White American births below replacement level in every state. Japan is below replacement level. Europe is. Only the third world's growing. We come back. What's really behind all this? Paul Ehrlich, who's the grand poobah, the grand master of it all, writing Limits to Growth, the Population Bomb, Eco-Science, the rest of it, says the FCC should see to it that large families are always treated as negative light on television. This is in 1970. They did it all. And then it ties in to Harari's latest chilling statements about how you will be forced into the metaverse. Wait till we get to this information next segment. In fact, we're going to come out of break with Yuval Noah Harari in his latest statements about how you have to learn how to walk and talk again in the metaverse. You'll be locked up in your house to save us from carbon and must wear the VR goggles, which are the prototype for putting us into the pods of the Matrix. It was actually a Pentagon plan from 1977. It's all real, folks. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Maybe the most important quality to survive and flourish in the 21st century is to have mental flexibility. Not just to keep learning and changing again and again, also to keep letting go. Part of what makes it difficult to learn new things that we hold on. Like, you know, I spent so many years learning something and now the world has changed and I just don't want to let go. And letting go, I'll give an example of how deep it goes. Like, it's not just what you learned in college or what you learned in kindergarten. It's even what you learned as a baby, as a toddler, like learning how to see or learning how to walk. And what does that mean if I have to relearn how to see and walk? Well, as virtual reality improves, and you know, with all the talk of the metaverse and so forth that we'll discuss later on, increasingly, it's likely that there will be many more activities shifting from the physical, biological world that we know into a new reality, a virtual reality, which has different physical and biological laws. Even the laws of physics there are different. So whether you want to interact socially there, or maybe you have a job in virtual reality, in the metaverse, or maybe you design, you have a new job designing fashion, designing shirts for virtual reality because people want to look good there. You need to forget how physics and light and gravity works here because it works in a different way in that reality. So just, what does it mean? Like, I'm now 46. Let's say I have a new job designing fashion for the metaverse. How can I, at age 46, kind of forget what it means to see and learn from scratch how to see things.
Are you optimistic that adults can do that?
We can't do it alone. Like placing
humans
all
can't do it alone, or individuals can't do it alone?
Individuals can't do it alone. Like placing all the responsibility on individuals. The world is changing. Now it's your job to adapt, to change yourself, to learn. It doesn't work like that. It's too much for an individual to do just by themselves. We'll require organizations, governments to step in to make sure that people are not left behind. You know, just retraining people. We will have to see more government support.
That's only a 2.5 minute clip, and I could talk for 10 hours about it. We're going to make you do it. You'll have a universal basic income. You'll be forced to work in the metaverse and wear these VR goggles on your head. And we're going to reprogram the whole way the universe works. And when O'Brien is torturing Winston in 1984, he says, when I'm done brainwashing you, you won't know what gravity is. You won't believe it exists. You won't know what 2 + 2 equals. And, of course, Orwell had worked at the highest levels of British intelligence and for the communists and for Stalin and the whole nine yards. And he understood where they were going. And he was telling you, he wrote essays, that this is where they really want to take you. And he just says, we're going to have government make you do this. No one's going to get left behind. Not the Amish, not you. You're going to get your brain chip. You're going to get your Neuralink. Because if you want to live, if you want to have a job, if you want food, you're going to do this. And the more you get into it, the more you're enslaved by it, and the more depressed you get, and the more alone you get. And they say, hey, just opt to upload your brain now into the metaverse. Of course, you're really not going to be uploading your brain. You're going to be dying. But they'll have a law saying, oh, you can't say that two men can't have a baby. You can't say that a man can't be a woman or a woman be a man. And you can't say that this corporation, Microsoft, Apple, Metaverse, formerly Facebook, you can't say that that isn't really the person. Yeah, it can sound like them. It can look like them. The AI's recorded everything they say and do. And, of course, it's a facsimile. But the big crime, punishable by death, I've been telling this for decades, and they're now announcing it, will be saying that's not real and the machine doesn't have a soul. You've got to bow down to it. What the machines will have is a controlled universe that the system programs and the system creates the topography and the rules of, which is called a total prison for your mind and an attempt to trick your soul to believe it is imprisoned in there. And then from birth, children will only be given images the system wants them to have, and their minds will be programmed along that system so that they generationally won't even be able to recognize the third dimension and real reality and real choice. This is beyond satanic. Drew Hernandez sent me that clip this morning. He was already set for the show yesterday. We'll be talking about it next hour. But I want to play Paul Ehrlich in 1970. He was their spokesperson. He was on Johnny Carson 20-plus times promoting it. The FCC should see to it that large families are always treated in negative light on television. Well, since then, all the multi-children families, the dad's a bad figure, big families are evil, children are bad for the earth, on and on and on. All of it to sell you on opting in yourself to a one-child policy, which they now say is good for the earth, even though we need to stabilize our population, have at least 2.1 children to replace the population we have. But see, they're building a post-human world. And there's not room for that here. That's how the corporations capture humanity, is by making us lab-grown, lab-controlled, biological androids in their own admissions. And Harari is the high priest, the spokesperson of the Davos Group, of Bill Gates, of the UN, of their whole project. But Paul Ehrlich, starting in the 60s, was really their chief scientist. And he wrote with John P. Holdren, Eco-Science, talking about putting fluoride in the water to lower your fertility, all of it. And these are the people that think we're so dumb, they can just hijack and take full control of civilization. So here he is in 1970. Listen to the arrogance of how he's going to brainwash the public because he knows best, because the rest of you are all just scum. He also predicted mass die-offs by 77 and the world would fall to 1 billion people. Never happened. But he's telling you the world's going to end, so you accept it's going to end, and that's what AOC and Bill Gates and Beto O'Rourke, they all tell you it's ending in 2030, because as you know the world, it will be ending. You'll wish you were dead if they succeed. They're selling you dystopia. They're selling you depression. They're selling you state-intimidated, sponsored, forced euthanasia or murder, as Canada and England are now doing. They're sterilizing your children. They're cutting your son's testicles off. They're chemically sterilizing them. They're selling the most macabre nightmare systems as something that's good and that we should accept and is altruistic. And they're the high priests with their new anti-human, transhumanist religion. They're going to lead us into the brave new world. But really, they're not leading us into some new brave new evolution. They're leading us into a dead end with their energy systems and all their projects meant to fail, not to succeed. You believe you're going into a better world. You're going into a trap. You're going into a black hole. We're going to play this clip, go to break, start the next hour, get into the big Davos Group documents that came out, and Drew Hernandez joins us and so much more. Remember, the only way people hear this information is when you share the links from Infowars.com/show and band.video. Take clips out. We're free to air. Whatever you do, spread the word, because we're really starting to win this fight, but we haven't won the main war. And please go to Infowarsstore.com. Today is the last day to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus for 50% off. Here is the top priest of the New World Order.
Now, given the population explosion, let alone in this country, what ought the government to do about this?
Well, what it ought to do is this. The first thing, you don't want to put, I'm against government interference in our lives. You want to minimize that. So the very first thing the government should do is try and take the pressure off to reproduce. There's a lot of pressure in our society now to reproduce. If you're single, people try and push you into getting married. You know, your wife, you have a bachelor over, and your wife says, gee, shouldn't I have a nice girl over? The idea is, you know, nobody should escape. So there's pressure to get married. Young couples, if they don't have children, people say, gee, they must be sterile. They never say, gee, maybe they like good wine and going to the theater and so on. They prefer that to scraping diapers. So there's pressure to have children. So the first thing that should happen is that the president ought to say, from now, here on out, no intelligent, patriotic American family ought to have more than two children, preferably one, if you're starting a family now. Not any law, but just say this is what responsible people do. He ought to make the FCC see to it that large families are always treated in a negative light on television wherever they appear. There ought to be a tremendous amount of television time devoted to spot commercials, the sort we've had against smoking. But the ones in the middle, say in the middle of Beverly Hillbillies, you get a scene which shows Los Angeles in the smog, and it just says this city has a fatal disease. It's called overpopulation, and so long. Now, that sort of campaign, you could have a census, a sample census, which would see whether that was having the desired effect. If that didn't, you could move to giving women bonuses for not having babies. That almost certainly would do the job. If that didn't have the effect, then you could move to changing the tax structure so that people who had the money and had the children paid for the children. In other words, you would increase taxes on people with children rather than decrease them, since when they have the children, they require more services. If that doesn't work, then you'll have the government legislating the size of the family. And people say, oh, that's impossible. Government can never intrude and tell you how many children to have. Well, I got news. You know, it intruded a long time ago and told you how many wives you can have. And there's not the slightest question that if we don't get the population under control with voluntary means, that in the not-too-distant future, the government will simply tell you how many children you can have and throw.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good news and some bad news on both.